ABC Radio Australia. The push for a Pacific Islands team to join a revamped Super Rugby Aotearoa competition next year is gaining momentum. With the deadline for bids to New Zealand Rugby coming at the end of business today, it's expected three Pacific bids will be lodged, one from the Fiji Rugby Union, one from the Samoa Rugby Union, and a combined bid from New Zealand-based Moana Pacifica and Fiji-based Pacifica Rugby. The chairman of that group is Colden Kamea, who has previously served on the board of the Fiji Rugby Union and actually introduced rugby league to Fiji in the early 1990s. Now, he and Tony Akoi, whose family have business interests in Fiji, Samoa and PNG, have teamed up with investors in New Zealand to put their part of the bid together in the hope that a Pacific Rugby Union team can join New Zealand's new-look Super Rugby competition in 2021. Richard Hewitt has been speaking to Colden Kamea, who says he is working with Sir Brian Williams, patron of the Moana Pacifica Group, to launch what will be a joint bid for two separate franchises.
The COVID-19 caveat on all this for 2021 is the New Zealand Rugby Union looking at probably only one other franchise, and they have to be based in New Zealand and play the entirety of the season in New Zealand. If that happens, we're happy for Moana Pacifica to pick that up, and we will bide our time until 2022 when possibly it'll expand out, allowing us into the Super Rugby competition from Fiji.
So in essence, best case scenario at this stage, you're looking to be penciled in, if you like, for 2 years' time.
Absolutely.
Speaking to Sir Brian the other day about the Moana Pacifica bid, I asked him if that team would play outside New Zealand. Would it go to Fiji? Would it go to Samoa? And he said that it would. Now, clearly, in the first instance, it can't, but he's looking at, to the future. So is it possible for the two teams to coexist, therefore, if that happens?
Yes, absolutely. Our initial bid has been about the franchise based here in Fiji, involving Fiji, Samoa and Tonga. This is where we live. This is where we play rugby. We want a franchise that is in the Pacific, run by Pacific people and for the Pacific. And so, yes, absolutely, we would welcome any teams coming up this way to play us in future.
So do you envisage perhaps Moana Pacifica being made up of Islander players from the diaspora and your team being made up from players from the islands, from Fiji, from Tonga and Samoa?
That's the plan. Over time, initially 2021, we have to be in the bidding process for 2021. And we're very serious about that. Hopefully we get it. Otherwise, Moana Pacifica get it. But at the end of the day, we will draw our players from the Pacific Islands. And within 2 or 3 years, we hope to be exclusively based on players from Samoa, Fiji and Tonga to stop the leakage out into the rest of the world with these young talent coming through. So we want to keep them here. We want to nurture and develop them, and in time there'll be a better young men and better rugby players and available to go anywhere else to make their money. We make no bones about the fact that our franchise, just because of the smaller economies that we have here in our part of the world, we won't be able to match the bigger salaries of the richer clubs around the world. But we can give our guys a sound grounding, very good money for this part of the world, and make them happy. And we hope that that'll all pay off so that they're, as I say, better young men heading out into the rest of the rugby world to make their riches.
Now, there were suggestions that Sir Brian Williams' bid, Moana Pacifica, had support from the three Pacific Island unions, and certainly Simon Raiwaluhi in Fiji raised a few eyebrows when he said it was news to him. So where do you stand on that? Do you have the support of the Fijian Rugby Union and Samoa and Tonga too?
We have a letter from the Fiji Rugby Union, which we are submitting with our bid. They support us in general and conditionally, as they also have a bid. So Fiji Rugby Union has a standalone Fiji-only team bid, as do Samoa Rugby Union. And so we have a letter from Fiji Rugby Union conditionally supporting us. If their bid is knocked over and if we're successful, they will come on board and help us. We've had very good progressive talks to them over a couple of months now, and we're very confident and we'll be able to work together. We can't survive without them. That's the truth, and that's what we've told them. And we look forward to working with them to make this a reality. Tonga Rugby Union is in a bit of a state of flux at the moment. They're in court, two factions fighting over control of Tonga Rugby. So until that's settled, we really can't speak for them.
So just to clarify, there are actually four bids going in. Moana Pacifica, your bid, one from the FRU, one from the Samoan Rugby Union. Isn't that a dangerous way of going about it? This could be divide and rule, couldn't it?
No. On the positive side, it shows the passion for the game. Passion for the game and the fact that this is long overdue. Rugby Union went professional 25 years ago when Super Rugby started, and Australia and New Zealand left us in a lurch. We were Fiji, that is, in the quarterfinals of the Rugby World Cup in 87. Samoa did in 91 and 95. And so between us, we were in the top 8 teams in the world. But when Rugby Union went professional, nobody cared about us, left us out of the loop. And so it's been a long time waiting, Richard, long overdue.
Your franchise, very clearly, will draw on the three leading unions in the region at this time. But is there a chance that other islands could get a look in down the track?
Yes, absolutely. We have a letter also from Oceania Rugby, 14 members they represent, including New Zealand and Australia. And it's a letter of commendation. They do commend our bid. And I think we're the only one that has their support for now. And with the other nations, we've actually already identified a young man from Papua New Guinea who attends boarding school in Fiji and who's an outstanding rugby player. And we'd like to hope that there's certainly some good talent out there in the other islands, the French territories that end up going through and playing in France. So we'd like to think that we're closer to home and it'll be a lot easier for them to be playing their rugby here.
You personally, you have something of a track record in achieving the unachievable. You did it with rugby league in Fiji. Now you're working on getting at last the islands to the top of the pyramid, as it were, in rugby union. I mean, you must be pretty excited about this, but maybe quietly excited.
I am, Richard, I am. That's what drove it all in 1992 with rugby league here, because I was heavily involved with the rugby union at the time and the players were getting nothing. Noan Andruku is an absolutely shining standout example of that, from being a village boy here in Fiji playing rugby, and he ended up with the Canberra Raiders, and you know, the rest is history there. He's a very successful man today, and that's what it's all about for me, is to just help our guys get a fair share of the cake out there, and I hope we can do it this time, because if we don't, it certainly won't happen in my lifetime.